Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your smiling host, Mr. Roger Z. Always happy to be here with my friends behind the camera. We got Gary and Jim. You can't see them, but they're working hard. My special guest today is a one-name phenomenon. And what is your name?
My name is Johanna. One name. One name only.
That's right. I'm actually flattered. Johanna did... Now, how do you say it? Johanna or Johanna?
Johanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I always think of that Dylan album, Visions of...
Johanna.
Right, which
exactly.
was about Joan
Me,
Baez.
Of
oh, you? Joan Baez's sister, maybe. I don't know. You did something which I wish more people would do. You sent me an email and you said, hey, I'm a working musician and... Check out my website, and then you also mentioned, I've seen you play, blah, blah, blah. So that worked real nice. So for any of you working musicians out there, do not be afraid to email me, because this is what happens. You get to dress up and come on the show.
Track him down.
I'm not hard to track down. You're hard to track down, and it's not your fault. I have become, and this is a joke, a known spammer.
Ah,
because
yes,
I sent so many gig emails out that a lot of times I go directly into people's spam folder. So when you didn't respond to me, I went to your MySpace spot and I used that email.
That worked.
Yes. But then I wasn't sure if I sent you another regular email if you would get it, but you did. Anyway, so let's talk about you. Now, you have a couple of CDs down here.
Mm-hmm.
But you mainly work as a duo?
I do, yeah. Pretty much play mostly around Westchester, the New York City area, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, East Coast kind of area with Anthony Latarullo, who is the other half of Johanna and Anthony, or supply and demand, as we sometimes go by. And so we play around a lot at, you know, clubs, bars, weddings, about anything we can get our hands on.
Really? You do weddings?
We sure do, yes.
With a full band or just a duo?
We do the duo. We do ceremonies. We do cocktail hours. But every once in a while, we'll pull in the guys for the full band, and we'll do the whole spiel. So just depends on what we're looking for.
Now, it's interesting, because today when I was listening to your CD, I put it in iTunes, and I, like an idiot, I just typed all the information in.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in the composer, and some of the songs said your full name and Anthony Latt. So
yes.
So I guess Latarullo is his...
Yes, it's been shortened into Lat. I should have just said Lat.
That's okay. We can see he has roots.
That's right.
Cool. Now, what's interesting to me is the first time I went to your MySpace site, which is...
It is myspace.com/JohannaGoodTunes.
I love that, Johanna Goodtunes.
Thank
something,
you.
Something suggestive about that. And your website, your regular website?
Yeah, that's johannamusic.net.
So you didn't want to go with Johanna Goodtunes there?
Well, that was already made before the MySpace thing, so, you know. Hopefully people will just be able to link off of each other.
Right, I have this issue. I work for a bank, and so they filter everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they filter email and stuff because of insider trading.
Right.
They don't want us sending tips out or getting tips.
Right.
And I guess the most dangerous type of tips must come from MySpace.
I guess, yeah.
So that's verboten.
Look out.
But I can go to your regular website.
Well, good, good. It's actually being revamped right now.
As we speak?
To go with the new album, yeah. So it's going to have a new look very soon, so... Keep on checking.
Well, one of the things that I noticed is that you... First thing I heard when I went to your website was, this is depressing. This girl can really sing.
Oh.
It was depressing for me, because I'm more of a Johnny Cash type singer. But you have a great voice.
Thank you.
I mean, you're one of the people that I'd like to say she could sing the phone book and you'd be entranced.
Well, cool.
So, but you didn't get there naturally. I mean, not that you don't have a naturally good voice. I read that you were a voice major at the University of Syracuse.
Yeah, that's true. I studied classically. I knew when I was leaving high school that I just wanted to do music, but I didn't want to do the music educator thing. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It just, I didn't want to teach per se. I just knew I wanted to be a performer, and make my craft, you know, just perfect it a little more. And so I studied classically, so I do have a degree in vocal performance from Syracuse University.
Now, did you ever worry that learning how to sing correctly, and we're going to get into this, you know, singing correctly is not what most rock and pop singers do.
Well, that's true, but I think if you do know how to use those techniques and if you do fully understand music theory, then you can apply those things. And if you have a sensitivity and an awareness of what pop music is and what it is that you want to portray to people and have people feel from your music, then you're going to do it the right way.
I was at the open house for my son the other night, and he's in advanced chorus. He's he's in like eighth grade. And one of the parents in the class asked the teacher, who's a trained opera singer, she said, "Are you going to teach the kids how to really sing?" And she goes, "Well, what do you mean?" She goes, "Well, my daughter, I wish you would teach her how to sing from her chest rather than her throat." Now, I looked it up on the web today. I looked up, and there's like a head voice, a throat voice, and a chest voice. But then it gave me a good explanation. Can you explain it to me?
Well, that is something that you really study when you're a vocal performance major, is the whole anatomy of the voice and the larynx and everything that's connected and makes it all work. And really, what I find is really important, and which some people don't realize sometimes if you're not trained professionally, is that it really comes from your diaphragm. So, you know, you should see my guitar moving in and out, you know, because my stomach's actually moving in and out. The support should come from below. You can feel it here physically. It's moving in and out, you know. If it's in
so
your...
So you take...
Exactly. Like that. That's very good.
Yeah, I was trained.
Yeah. Good job.
Still can't reach any high notes. So tell me, what is the chest voice and what's the head voice, or the throat voice?
Well, a lot of times the throat voice is also what people will think of as falsetto, you know, where people are singing in a higher range and they kind of have it up in their head, per se.
So that's the head voice.
Because it's the higher voice, you know, it's not getting the lower end of the spectrum of whatever octaves it is that you can hit. The chest voice is going to come more from your lungs and your diaphragm and using the whole instrument that is your body.
So when would you actually ever use your throat voice?
Well, it's more of just when you're using your higher range that you would use that, or when you're singing softer, you know, because your chest voice or using your diaphragm is what you're going to use when you're really belting something out.
I get you.
You know, when you really are using a lot of support, it's going to turn more into a head voice when you're singing softer or higher or both in most cases.
Cool. So now I have a good explanation of that.
I hope so.
But, you know, it's so funny because every year I go to see either my son or daughter play in their symphony, you know, the school orchestra. The band's usually pretty good. I think it's easy to tune band instruments, but it's virtually impossible to tune a middle school or a high school full of stringed instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see why you wouldn't want to teach in a high school. Because to me, to hear all those out-of-tune stringed instruments is torture.
Yeah.
And I feel like saying, can't you guys tune up?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a little tuner for my guitar that sits on the headstock. And so you play your guitar and it gets it from the vibrations of the wood.
Right.
And I'm thinking they ought to...
Just put those on there.
When I make some money, I will donate them for the whole orchestra. But I see you want a degree, but you don't want to teach. I feel
it. That's right. All right. Well, good. I'm glad, you know.
So talk to me about your great CD.
Okay. Well, the one that is the most recent release is called Why Would I Sing? And it's kind of funny you were mentioning the song that is the title track that comes from, which actually has an alternate title on the album, and it's called Badootin' Dweedly Dottin, which is always a conversation piece for people when they find out what the name of that is.
Well, it's so funny because I was listening to the album and I go, all of a sudden, oh, that's why I sing. That's the name of the album. That must be the name of the song.
There you go.
Then I looked at the album and I didn't see that.
See, you're talking about it and it caught your ear. There
right,
you go.
Right, right. So then I had
mission
to play like five different tracks again to see what it was.
Yeah. So it's called Why Would I Sing? And it is it was just released in September. Got some great musicians on there, Westchester musicians that all were involved. We had a blast doing it. They're all so talented. I'm so happy to have everyone on there that's on there.
Big Onion, who performed in our studio. Yeah. Are they all on there?
We've got parts of the Big Onion on there.
Cool.
We've got Tom Seguso, otherwise known as Goose.
The drummer?
He plays drums on multiple tracks on there. And Tony Tino, bass, plays on there. We've also got some of the great guys from the great band Live Society, which a lot of people probably know.
Anthony Candulo.
That's right. He's on bass on some. Eric Perez, keeping it tight on the drums. And Scott Harper, who is plays sax in Live Society, actually arranged some horn parts and had a whole horn section come in. That was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And I'm so thankful that I had the great people involved on this that I did.
Doing my research on you, because I didn't want to just be some jackwad who had you on the show and I didn't know you at all. So, there's some website, which is like Singer Voice Universe or something.
Yeah, that was in April. I had, just kind of submitted some music to this magazine, which is Singer's Universe. And it was, and they, just take different submissions every month. And so it was in April, they had named me, one of the top five vocalists, which was pretty cool. I'm up on the website. A clip of my track called Just Let Me Be is on there. If you Google it, that's like one of the first things that pops up. So you can check it out on there. It was a nice honor.
You ready to play for us?
Sure. I'd love to. I'm going to take a sip of water here.
Sure. They probably taught you that in school, right?
Yes. Drink hydrate, before. hydrate.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my nightly gigging life doesn't promote that too much, but
I know they tell me if you have a sore throat, don't drink beer because that dries your voice out.
That's right. Alcohol dries you out. So the song I'm going to do is off the new album.
Do you want to put the strap on?
I think I'm not going to use it. Okay. Is it gonna mess with the microphone, or can I just?
No.
All right.
Just whatever makes you feel comfortable.
All right. So this song is called Free. And
not the Joni Mitchell Free.
No, this is the Johanna Free.
Okay.
The one that Bob Dylan wrote the song about?
Yeah, that's right.
Each other, not knowing
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, is that about a real life relationship?
Of course it was. That's what we draw from in writing, I guess. So I actually comment about that in my thank yous on my disc, about being thankful for all those experiences in life, whether they're good or bad, because we need something to write about. So
you could write about your friend's bad experiences.
You could, and sometimes I do. But I earned that one.
Are you free?
I am currently not free. I am currently taken, and it's lovely.
Okay, good. So what else are you going to play for us?
Well, I'll go the, I'll do a 180 on you here. And now that I did the breakup song,
okay.
I'll do the little love song. And this one is called It Was You, which is actually on the album as well. And
holy cow, playing songs from the album. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we're here. Oh, which, by the way, the album is available on CD Baby. So
what would they put in? CD Baby/Johanna?
No, if you just go to cdbaby.com, you can go to where it says Buy Music. And if you just search my name, Johanna, there actually are a few other Johannas that will pop up, lo and behold. But if you... can you hold up the CD there so they could see that I, that people will be sure to know that that I is the one you want to look for, the album cover of Why Would I Sing. That's available on there, and this is a song from there.
Cool.
I didn't others, and I didn't even know anymore. It was you. Oh, hello. It was you.
Very nice.
Thank you. I was going to turn my guitar off, but I didn't need to.
got lots of nice little pieces of chords in there where you let the open strings ring.
Yeah. It tends to be how I write a lot because I was never trained, professionally on guitar. And so I just kind of taught myself. And just knowing theory a little bit, I kind of go, well, I know I want this bass note to lead it here. So I just... My writing does tend to have a lot of open chords in it.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of John Coltrane this mm-hmm. weekend, like My Favorite Things. And,
right.
And he had that period where he, was doing very simple chord progressions.
Right.
And kind of playing major things over it.
Yeah. Nice mix.
Yes. Let's talk about the canned questions.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
So... You're on a desert island.
Okay. Am I?
You're on a desert island. Oh. You're not taking your significant other because then you might have to pick music which you might normally not want to pick. So you're alone. Name two or three CDs that you'd bring.
All right. Well, I think I would have to bring some staples and some good juicy stuff that I like to listen to at a long period of time. So I would say Bob Marley's Legend.
Good choice.
Get a mix of the good Marley songs, And I would also have to take an album from one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite singers, if not my favorite female singer in the pop genre. I would take Patti Griffin's 1,000 Kisses.
Now she's famous as a songwriter, right?
She is a great songwriter. And
country songwriter.
Well, actually, she did have a song called Let Him Fly, which was the first song I ever heard her sing that really caught me off guard and made me fall in love with her music, which actually was covered by the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she actually is on ATO Records, Dave Matthews' record label. And so she's just a phenomenal writer, and she's got a great purity in her voice, and the instrumentation and the arrangements in her music is always a good candy for the ears.
I think I have one of her records from maybe 10 years ago. Did she ever have cancer or something like that?
Oh gosh, if she did, I'm unaware of it.
Okay. That may be different. Anyway, let's get to the other question, which is, if you could put together a band of people both living and dead, but people that you admire, okay. Who would be in it?
All right. Luckily for me, there's still a chance because I picked some living people.
Okay.
this is kind of a fun question. I think I've always been really drawn to the rhythm section, so that's the first thing that came to mind is I know who the drummer would be.
Who's that?
And so the drummer would be Stuart Copeland. From the Police.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely in there. And while he's holding down the rhythm, I would also like him to be playing along with Michelle Ndego cello on bass. Now, tell me that wouldn't be a cool rhythm section right there. That'd be enough right there.
That sounds good. We're running out of time, so tell us some more people.
All right, well, I definitely think Martin Sexton I'd like to throw in the mix. He's a great guitar player. And he could definitely do some really good backup vocals as well. We could do some nice duets.
Do you know Rich Kelly?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, Rich gave me one of his CDs.
Well, he's a smart man then.
Yeah, he said it's one of his favorite artists. Who else? You could have anybody.
I could have anybody. Well, I know, like I said, I'm really into the rhythm, and the drummer for the Dave Matthews Band, Carter Beauford.
Okay.
He really, I like his work as well. And I have to say, I'm pretty lucky with the people that I do work with every day. I can't complain, so...
Cool.
I'm pretty lucky.
Well, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
And I hope the next time I play at OD's, you're not working, you can come and
I know,
sit in.
Me too. Definitely. Would love to.
Cool.
All right.
All right. You want me to start all over from the top?